Greetings, welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. I'm always trying to get people to use more natural products, but every once in a while we find ourselves exposed to some type of chemical contamination, whether it be a neighbor spraying pesticides. Hopefully you know better. I would like to think that our KGNU listeners are hipper than that. But maybe it was something that you were exposed to, art supplies, or you were staining furniture. So what do you do if you have had some level of chemical exposure? Of course, besides minimizing that exposure and any exposure that you do need to encounter, you'd want to do with good ventilation and a face mask if possible. But after an episode, you want to eat foods that are high in pectin, such as apples and carrots. They help to bind with chemical contaminants and carry it out of your body. It's also a good idea to eat a low-fat diet for a few days afterwards. If you eat a really high-fat diet, it will bring those chemicals deeper into your system and even into your liver. Some miso soup and seaweed are also wonderful at binding with chemicals and carry them out of your body. You might want to do a Epsom salt bath. You could use a whole pound of Epsom salts. It's great for pulling chemicals out of the body. And milk thistle seed can help protect the liver from absorbing poisons. If you're not going to collect the milk thistle seeds yourself, we don't have a lot of milk thistle growing here. You can buy this at natural food stores and holistic pharmacies. Take two 500 milligram capsules of milk thistle seed, also known as Salibum Marianum, three times a day for several weeks following the poisoning episode. Both shiitake and reishi mushrooms are helpful adaptogens. They help the body acclimate to stress. The shiitake mushrooms you can eat. They're delicious. Reishi mushrooms are quite hard and woody, so those would work better in a tea or a tincture. You could also drink some herbal teas that are known for their alterative action. Alterative also means blood purifying, detoxifying. And I think of herbs like burdock root, dandelion root, and red clover blossoms. And I would do 3 to 4 cups a day for several weeks. So we also want to do our best to find natural alternatives to all those chemical products. We live in a time where there really are choices. There's many cleaning products you can buy, even at commercial stores like, you know, Target and regular grocery stores. And you can even learn to make your own. So we know that it's not just yourself you're thinking about. We need to think about the long-term health of this beautiful planet. So thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.